11:13, and seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he, Jesus, went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. When he, Jesus, came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. In response, Jesus said to it, "Let no one eat fruit from you ever again," and his disciples heard it. Now in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to Jesus, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away." Has been a stumbling block for people for many years. Who can trust the love of Jesus when he gets mad at a tree for not having fruit, when the Bible clearly says it was not even time for figs? The Bible authors were writing to people who knew all about fig trees and how they grow, so they saw no need to explain what people back then knew. Fig trees bear figs first and then put out leaves to cover the figs. So if you see a fig tree with leaves, you can expect to find something to eat on that tree. Jesus has just been talking about hypocrites. Then Jesus said to the crowd of people, "For a good tree does not bear bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say?" Luke 6:46.